Jay Johnson. I'm the regional director of the Midwest Regional Office in Des Moines, Iowa.
What prompted the issuing of a news release for these regulations that go back a couple of years?
We've started to go out and review the records of a number of swine contractors to ensure compliance with the Packers and Stockyards Act, and we've noticed that we have had a certain percentage of them, or a larger percentage than we think we ought to have, of contracts that are not in compliance with the 2008 Farm Bill provisions.
Generally, what's the nature of the violations?
Well, in the Farm Bill, amended the Packers and Stockyards Act to require that swine contracts have the three following clauses in them, and one is to allow swine growers to cancel growing or production contracts for up to 3 days after signing or any date specified in the contract or growing arrangement. Item two was to include a disclosure statement on the first page that clearly states whether additional large capital investment may be required of the grower during the term of the contract, and three, allow growers to opt out of our arbitration provisions before entering a contract. And so those are the three clauses that were required to be in the contract, and we're seeing certain of the contracts that were entered into after the June 18th passage of the Act that did not contain those provisions. Those are the ones that are specific to the Packers and Stockyards Act, but anytime they do, and anyone enters into a contract, they certainly need to know that all the terms are understandable to them, and if not, to consult with an attorney.
And violations can get some pretty stiff penalties here.
Yes. A violation of the Packers and Stockyards Act is up to an $11,000 civil penalty. I think that if anyone has any questions about their specific contract, they're certainly free to give me a call at 515-323-2579.
Thank you.
You bet. Bye.